Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. If you run a company, then you need a website, right? Well, you probably already have a website and e-commerce and data that you want to store and protect from hackers. Well, this is where Lunar Pages comes in. Lunar Pages is reliable, scalable, business hosting. They have packages with all the tools, scripts, and support you need to run an efficient and secure business website, cloud computing, storage, dedicated IP, SSL certificates to secure your transactions. Secure Live, that's their patented website hack protection service that continually monitors your server and stops hackers before they get in. And your server is going to be here in the U.S. as well as their support team. In very many cases, you call them up and they're in your same zip code. Look for the Lunar Pages button on our sponsors page. Click on it and you'll receive deep discounts exclusive to my listeners. Lunar Pages, 30-day money-back guarantee. Go check them out today. Lunar Pages. Always been a big fan of David Letterman for as long as I can remember. Back when he had his little morning show on NBC. I don't know if you remember that.
Always one of my favorites.
Yeah. And he's an old guy now with a neck beard. And
he looks like Santa Claus. Have you seen him?
Yes.
It's outstanding.
He couldn't be happier right now. He said he's having an awesome time. And Tom Brokaw sits down with him for an interview that's going to air Sunday night on NBC. And Letterman says he couldn't care less about late night TV anymore now that he's retired.
I understand that. Having not been on the radio for a while, I'm perfectly fine with not, doing this every morning. Yeah. Hey, good morning. Yeah. Hey,
it's a great morning this morning.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, thanks for calling.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah. Here's this quote. He said when he was asked about whether he missed it at all, he said, "It's interesting. I thought I would for sure." And then the first day of Stephen Colbert's show, when he went on the air, an energy left me, and I felt like, you know, that's not my problem anymore.
I love that. Yeah, yeah. It's freedom. Freedom.
It's a lot of stress doing a show of that magnitude.
This piece with Brokaw should be pretty awesome because I'm sure you saw the number of times Brokaw was on with Letterman.
They did some
great bits. Do you see the one where they went fishing together? That was always
They're both kind of Montana guys, aren't they?
I think so. I think that's the connection, yeah.
Yeah, because Letterman has a big a ranch or something, a corral in Montana, and Brokaw is either from Montana or he has a bunch of property up there.
And it says property in Montana.
David Letterman. Yeah, I love the way Brokaw talks.
Let's not start that.
Yeah, all right.
What should we do, Phil?
I want you to say the word Jazinka.
Jazinka? Isn't that what the guy on, Big Bang Theory says all the time? Isn't that his catchphrase?
Yeah.
Jazinka.
Yeah. Now, hold on to that for a second, because if you're going on a road trip, we talked a lot of travel on this show. There's an underwater mailbox, there's goats on a roof, there's walls of gum, there's the UFO museum, there's all these different things. And Nat Geo Kids has put out a book of 125 amazing destinations. And joining us now is the author of 125 Wacky Roadside Attractions, Kitson Jazinka.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, even better now that you're here. So I have to tell you, this book is so much fun, and it seems like if you set out to see each and every one of these roadside spectacles, it would take a lifetime. Have you been to all of them as part of the research for the book?
I have not been to all of them, but I've been to some, and it's been a lot of fun. I actually worked with a West Coast writer to put the book together. So we shared some of the responsibilities, and but there was also a National Geographic Young Explorer who has a focus on road trips, believe it or not. That's her area of expertise.
What a gig.
Yeah, so she gave us a lot of good tips, and she visited some of the places, and there's actually an interview with her at the back of the book.
Oh, good, good. I'll have to read that part of it. I've been thumbing through the photos, but I think you'd do a better job describing the book than I would. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, okay, so as you may know, National Geographic Kids, they do a fantastic job of teaching kids about the world with a great deal of color and, you know, visiting wonderful places and lots of fun. So this book is part of a series, the 125 series, and the purpose of this book is to kind of just celebrate the diverse, amazing places around the world that you can visit and, you know, kind of encourage kids and families to just build in some extra time to a road trip to be able to stop and linger over these, you know, amazing places.
Yeah, and a lot of them are rather goofy. In the book, are the items in a random order, or can you hop in a car, for the most part, for the places that are here in the United States, and plot a course from page to page?
They are definitely in a random order. So you would you might have trouble on the navigationals if you started with page one.
Okay.
But I think it's more like a menu to pick and choose. So I have two boys, 9 and 12. And neither of them, despite what I do every day writing for children, neither of them is a big reader. And so what I find with books like this is they sort of devour it because it's so fun and easy to read. You know, I keep a copy of it in the back of my car, and they will debate and argue, discuss with their friends, sort of categorize the places, and they just have a great time with it. So I think even if you're not actually traveling, this is a great book just for the back of the car or, you know, anywhere really to sort of explore the world.
Works good on a coffee table, if you ask me. And I thumbed through and I just wanted to pick just it was almost like I threw a dart. And every time the dart found its way to someplace wonderful. So let's talk about a handful of spots. I picked some and I want to start with the Corn Palace. Tell us about that place. Have you been there?
I have not been to the Corn Palace, but I did a lot of research about that one, and it seems like just a fantastic place that, you know, just celebrates this major crop of South Dakota. But, you know, it's the great thing about that place is there's just so many different things to do, whether it's the crop art, the mazes, the annual corn festival every summer. It's just kind of an amazing place. And I guess, you know, I grew up reading National Geographic books and the magazine for kids that they had. And I just don't think I ever outgrew the tendency to stop and linger over things that are amazing or fun or cute or, like you said, goofy, which there certainly is a lot of goofy in this book. But I think, again, that's the point of this book is just to stop and linger, whether you're there in person or just flipping through the pages of this book, just to kind of explore and celebrate all this amazing stuff in the world.
Very good. Here's another one for you. And if you're driving along the road and you're just curious or you want to gross out the family or maybe you're hungry, you'd want to stop at Insectropolis. Am I right?
Absolutely. What I love about that place is that you can actually touch a bug, right? I mean, they have live tarantulas and I think even scorpions, and they have it set up with an interactive component where you can actually, you know, I mean, people who like tarantulas say they're really cute and friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't see why you wouldn't want to, you know.
And I bet they're tasty. I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I when I'm driving, I'm looking for a place to eat most of the time. But now, here's a place I definitely want to visit, and it's been on my bucket list for a long time, the Unclaimed Baggage Center. And that almost seems like a place that the adults are going to want to see as opposed to the kids.
I mean, that is my number one want-to-go place. And just learning about the history of it was just kind of, you know, just very interesting that somebody who you know, had an interest in treasure, obviously, in an entrepreneurial spirit, figured out how to, you know, kind of harvest all that unclaimed baggage that the airlines probably wanted to offload, but, you know, it clearly has some value to it. So he opened up this retail center in Scottsboro, Alabama. If you do a little research about this place, you'll find the most amazing list of things that people have found there. Some of my favorites were like the designer wedding dresses, Rolex watches, but then on the other hand, things like moose antlers and freeze-dried frogs.
That always comes in handy. So, have a couple of moose antlers hanging around the house. Man, you know what, Ed, what should we keep in mind when, and you've done this a few times with your boys, what should we keep in mind when planning a trip to some of these strange attractions? Are there annual events connected to some of them?
Yes, there are definitely annual events connected to some of the Corn Palace, but even some of the international ones. There's an International Beard Festival in one of them, but there are lots of timely things, or like south of the border in South Carolina, it's a lot more fun in the summertime than in the winter. But to me, the biggest tip is if you're on a road trip, to just build in extra time to enjoy each site. Don't rush. It's not about getting the driving done. Set your expectations that the trip might take longer than you think, and it's really a great opportunity to make some memories.
Fantastic. And I've got to someday make my way out to, I want to say it's Alaska, and be a spectator at the outhouse races.
And if you're in Alaska, I mean, you might as well go right on up to the North Pole, right? Because there's the Santa Claus house where Santa lives. I mean, they've probably got really good hot chocolate there.
Oh, gosh. It sounds wonderful. And the book is wonderful. It's called 125 Wacky Roadside Attractions. It's from National Geographic Kids Books. Kitson Jasinka, a pleasure to speak with you, and maybe we'll bump into you on the road. Not, you know, literally, but maybe we'll see you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, at least now I know where my moose antlers ended up.
Is that something?
Yeah.
That's one place I got to go. All right, so coming up in a moment, do you know what the letters ABR stand for? If you do, you are one sick bastard.
Thanks for that vote of confidence, Phil.
Oh, happy to help. Heat and Cool is America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products and one of Inc. magazine's fastest growing private companies in America. And you need to know about them. In fact, you get a discount for hearing my name. Heat and Cool specializes in bringing you the best, most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world at the best prices possible. You shop online. They help you decide what you need based on the size of your house. And then your order ships for free in the continental U.S., and most orders ship the same day you order them. And then you get an industry-first, hassle-free, 365-day return on all purchases. And they have experts standing by to help your technician install everything and help you down the way if you need some help servicing it somewhere down the line. So click the Heat and Cool button on the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com, and you'll get a big discount. And get yourself nice and cool for the summer months. Heat and Cool. All right, Greg, now we want to find out, you've done some extensive research, not in the sense, like the Pete Townsend research kind of sense, but you've done some research on something that is referred to as ABR. And what exactly is that?
Yeah, I accidentally researched this, and I received some, I was chastised by a fellow pervert for not knowing what this was. And when you go, your moniker is Gonzo, which, yeah, you know, ended up becoming a genre of pornography.
Yeah.
I would have thought that I would have been aware of ABR, which is the abbreviation, the acronym for Adult Breastfeeding Relationship, which apparently is a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing either. And that's why I was like, how did you not know this was a thing?
Well, they're guys, they're adults.
Given all that you are into.
Yeah, but they're guys wearing diapers. So I guess maybe this is a progression. If you're a guy that wears diapers,
it doesn't appear to have anything to do with that. And I guess unless you want to, I'd like you to meet Jennifer Mulford and Brad Leeson.
Uh-oh.
And Jennifer was going through her life perfectly fine, had a pretty good bartending job, which she has decided to take time off from so that she can spend time breastfeeding her boyfriend, Brad.
Wow. So now the fact that he's hungry causes her to lactate?
I mean, that's the idea. She had kids 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I guess was looking to start a new relationship. Looked around on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Found out about this kind of thing. She thought it was hot. Couldn't really find anybody. So she hooked up with Brad, who was, I guess, an old high school boyfriend. And interestingly enough, since he liked women with large breasts, he was, quote, immediately interested.
Yes.
So, what she needs to do is regularly make sure that he feeds, even though she's not yet lactating, in order to inspire her body to begin doing that.
So that's weird that physiologically it occurs that because, and this is a fetish for him, or is it just an intimacy thing? I don't understand it. There's something wacky going on in their brains.
Well, I mean, I guess you could look at it as a fetish, but there are those that would say, no, this is just our thing. In fact, their quote is, "We both wanted the same thing out of the relationship,
yeah,
a magical bond that only breastfeeding can achieve." And so I'm not a judger. I don't judge.
No.
I don't think this would be my thing. But if they, you know, by all means. But I am just, I don't know, I'm admitting my shame that I didn't know it was there and out there.
Shame on you.
Right, because if I have one job on the show, it is to bring you the perverse and weird. Yeah. And the fact that this was not in my lexicon and I did not know it was here, I'm sorry.
Well, then how about you? Are you intrigued? Are you going to latch on?
I don't think this is for me.
No.
I mean, we both have kids, and mm-hmm. so there's that point in your relationship where your wife does lactate.
Yes.
And how did that go for you?
There was
is it weird? It was weird.
Yeah, because
I found it weird.
Yeah, it's the if you collect as many moms do, collect the milk for your child and store it.
Right. Right.
It's not a pleasing color.
That's true. Yeah, it's not like out of the dairy case at Albertsons.
And isn't that funny? Well, I'd like to get some of that out of a cow, as if you think about it, out of my own species. You know,
that's why I don't drink milk. I find that obscene that we drink milk from cows. Whoa. There's actually a whole movement about that.
Yeah,
it's not your mother, not your milk.
Yeah.
Why would you drink that?
I don't know.
And having spent some horrible years in my childhood on a dairy farm is another reason I don't drink milk.
That creepy stare that you got from that cow, right?
Exactly.
Those
sorry.
Giant
sorry,
eyes.
Honey. My hands are really cold.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going to open a couple of bottle caps here. It's time for What's Under the Cap with Phil Hewlett. Technically, here's the first cap. I don't have the sound effect yet, but there you go. Technically, Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one hit. Can you believe that?
I'm actually fairly surprised.
Closest was Dancing in the Dark, number two, 1984, but he wrote a number one hit, Manfred Mann, in 1977, covered Springsteen's Blinded by the Light. Here's another one.
Did Springsteen record that one?
Yes, but his didn't do very well.
Oh, okay.
It's almost impossible to castrate a hippo. Their testes are on the inside. They recede even deeper during the surgery, and their location can be up to 16 inches different from hippo to hippo.
Well, Phil, I can tell you this. This is information that's going to be very useful to me today.
Here's another bottle cap. What's under the cap? Mm. The big Thug Life tattoo on Tupac's stomach when he was allegedly alive was an acronym for the hate you, letter U, give little infants, F's, you know, the word F, everyone. So spell it out. The hate you give little infants, F's everyone.
Well, sure. That's what it says when you're wearing your all day I dream about sex.
Exactly.
Sneakers, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And one more bottle cap. The city that's made the most bids to host the Olympics without ever getting one. They're 0 for 7. Detroit. Their most recent, and they gave up in 1972. London is the opposite. They made 4 bids, and they've gotten the Olympics every time.
Oh, we get the Olympics every time.
Yes.
With those choke straps everywhere.
Hey, some pretty good choices at the movies this weekend. And Mandy the Movie Guy joins us in a few minutes on segment 6 out of 6 of episode 276 of Phil Hewlett and Friends. That's coming up next. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.